With tuition rates already set for this academic year and next, state university officials are focusing on budget reductions instead of revenue increases. Higher Education Commissioner Teresa Lubbers says the schools saw Governor Mitch Daniels' 6% cut coming and have been working on contingency plans for some time. She says, in a way, they should feel fortunate Daniels' axe wasn't as sharp as that of other governors.
There have been much more dramatic, draconian cuts at an earlier time period in many of our neighboring and states around the country.
IU will lose $60 million, Purdue $45, and Indiana State $10. The General Assembly actually cut funding to higher education by 4% earlier this summer, but claimed a neutral budget after filling the gap with stimulus dollars. But Lubbers says she thinks it's possible for Indiana schools to preserve academic quality despite working with 10% fewer dollars from the state than in 2008.
The issues of efficiency, I'm not sure, have always been front and center in the delivery of higher education. We've not, in recent years, I don't think those conversations have taken place in a way that we needed to. And so I don't think anything is off the table. It may not be where IU, Purdue, or any place else wanted to be at this point, but it is where we are.
IU spokesman Larry McIntyre says although the state schools would prefer not to compromise any part of their operations, IU administrators are trying to remain positive in the face of President McRobbie's directive.
He wants campus administrators to see this as an opportunity to look for ways to improve efficiency.
Still, McIntyre insists the next month won't be easy.
Everything is on the table. He is not insisting on a one-size-all or an across-the-board solution.
Each school's trustees will make final decisions on how to cut budgets. McIntyre says there's currently no talk of tuition increases at IU. He also says Governor Daniels told McRobbie and other presidents higher education should be safe from further reductions for now. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.